Well, we're seeing a great uptick in the use of the GWAC programs that NIH manages, the CIO-SB3 Small Business, and the ECS3 GWAC. We're seeing a lot of agencies starting to learn that using GWACs is a more flexible and efficient way to go in acquiring IT. We're also spending a lot of time going out and talking to acquisition executives and CIOs throughout the government to make sure that they know that they're available and how to use them.
So tell me why they are becoming more popular. They've been around for a while.
Well, they've been around for about 20 years, but I think that the biggest challenge in changing the way contracting is done in the federal government is just education. And I think that we're spending a lot of time and resources getting out and educating the contracting workforce. We have a whole team of people that goes out to federal agencies and does trainings at contracting offices and acquisition shops, and just showing them, how the contracts work, why they should think about using them, and whether it's something they should consider. And we actually walk them through a demonstration of how to place an order, and they see the value in it.
We were also speaking with Joanne Wojtek, who manages the NASA SUIT program. She mentioned the agencies are doing more of this buying in bulk and perhaps becoming better at their own strategies. Do you see that too? Do you see that they are coming up with innovative ways to save money on products?
Yeah, definitely on products. We're seeing a lot of consolidated purchasing where we're seeing agencies using the flexibilities that are built into the GWACs to be able to acquire things through strategic sourcing and through tiered pricing models.
And what does that mean to the vendors? What are they doing in return when they see these sorts of trends?
We've seen a lot of vendors partnering with each other to be able to meet the requirements and to be able to come up with better pricing, a lot of teaming arrangements. I think it's good for both industry and the government where they're seeing their volumes increase from the industry perspective, and also the government seeing some cost savings from consolidating things.
Can you give me an example?
An example would be if you're setting up a task or delivery order to buy laptops or desktops, and your agency typically buys it, 100 now and 200 next month and 300 the next month. They may issue one order where they, put an order out there with options so that they can, take advantage of the tiered pricing, so that they say they need 1,000 laptops for fiscal year 14. So they put out one order and buy it throughout the year, placing calls against that order or options against that order.
We're speaking with Rob Cohen. He is acting director of the NITAC program at NIH, which is a government-wide acquisition program. I want to ask you about how you're running it. You've capped your fees to agencies at about $150,000, right?
For the services side, the fee is capped at $150,000. For the product side, it's capped at $10,000. For the fees. So as we see an increased use of the contracts, we're able to lower the fees and pass that savings on to the federal agencies.
How long have you had that cap or had a cap on it?
We've had a cap for about a year.
Okay. And what have you noticed over that year in terms of behavior of agencies compared to earlier times?
Well, we're seeing that they're able to do more of this consolidated procurement stuff, and also being able to do larger value task and delivery orders, so they're not paying a full fee on all of the money they're funding against that order. They're only paying up to the cap.
All right, and you notice that the cap is also an incentive for that sort of purchasing.
Absolutely, and that's why we did it.
Okay, very good. And also I want to ask you in particular about the CIO Commodities Solution, which is the follow-on to the ECS3.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about what's ahead and what's your time frame for it.
So we're looking at issuing an RFP very soon, working with OMB on the executive agent designation. That contract is going to replace ECS3, as you said, but also, be more relevant for the next 10 years in putting a lot of the managed type services and cloud type environment requirements in there, trying to build this contract so that it's very relevant over the next 10 years as we move away from, general product buys to more of managed services and cloud service buys.
Okay, so what do you predict will be the most popular things there? Cloud services?
I think that the managed utility type services as well as the cloud services will be a very big part of that contract.
Okay. What is your advice to both sides? Because it does seem like these things are all about communication.
It is all about communication, and I really think it's all about collaboration. I think that ACT-IAC has done a wonderful job in, bringing together industry and the government together in supporting that communication. I think that one of the things that we like to do is when we go out to agencies is bring together the CIO shop with the acquisition shop and, you know, do the trainings together with them so that everybody's on the same page and understands what's happening. So it's communication within the program offices and acquisition offices, but it's also, you know, increasing that collaboration and communication and partnership with industry.
When you do that, are they people who generally are friendly, have lunch with each other, or are you talking to two groups in the same agency that have never met each other?
Well, I think they've met each other. I just think they need to, you know, have more communication, you know, really. And, you know, contracting offices are inundated with work and don't have a lot of time to maybe have that, you know, those collaborative exercises and communication. And I think that as, you know, contracting offices are looked at more as business advisors working with the program offices to find solutions, to use the flexibilities built into, for example, GWACs or other types of contracts that they can, you know, make sure that their program offices are getting served and getting served well.
Very briefly, give us your outlook for the rest of the year. And also, I mean, we're talking a lot about fiscal 2015, given that the budget, the executive branch budget proposal is out. What do you expect to happen in terms of your contracts and just in general with the acquisition community?
Well, I think with our contracts, we're seeing a very significant increased use of the contracts, which I think is a good thing. I mean, I think that 20 years ago when the GWACs were established, it was envisioned that a great amount of the IT purchasing would be done through GWACs. Today, in fact, it's about 10% of IT purchases go through GWACs, and we're seeing that increase, which I think is a good thing. It's going to drive down prices with economies of scale, and it's going to drive efficiencies through the acquisition offices and program offices to get things done more quickly and to use the flexibilities to get things done more quickly and to get what they want at the end of the day.